on the sheet, but I might shorten it so that others get a chance. Who would like to have the next one? Go ahead. Number 11. Okay. We'll sing the first and last on that one, too. Number 11.
Will your anchors hold in the storms of land? When the clouds unfold, their wings will spread. When the storm dies lift and the cables break, will your anchor break the free way?
Was one of my two favorites when I was the age of those of you here. Another one. Who else has one they'd like to sing? Who else has one you'd like your mom to give out for you? I suspect. Okay, that's good. Number two? Okay, number two. Let's sing number two. Okay, good. We have time for one, maybe two more. Who would like? Okay, go ahead. Number 16. And then, Jaden, you can have the last one. Number 16. Someone could start that.
Earth shall shout the sound, and the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will.
For the last one, 35. Number 35. We'll sing the first and last on that one as well. Let's ask the Lord Jesus for his help. Dear Lord Jesus, we do just ask that maybe one thing would stick in all of our hearts as we hear verses from your word said and as we listen carefully to their message. We just ask it. In thy name, Lord Jesus, amen. Okay, nobody is required to say the verse this morning, but anyone that's in the front couple rows that would like to, I'd love to have you say the verse. And if you don't want me to turn the microphone on for you, that's okay. We'll start with you, Abigail. Go ahead.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. First, John 4:14.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. Who else? All right. I'll go here, and then I'll just come down the row there.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Thank you. Good. Okay. All right.
Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Okay.
The Lord, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Good.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Good, thank you.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Good.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Thank you.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Thank you. Very good.
Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
You want to say it?
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
1 John.
4:14.
4:14. That's good. Thank you. Okay. Who all am I missing? Would you like to say it? Okay. Anyone else over here? Don't want to miss anyone.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Good. Thank you.
The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Good. Very good. And you guys? All right.
Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Very good.
We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Very good.
Seen and do testify the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14.
Thank you. Good. Do you want to say it? Anybody else I missed? Oh, good.
Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
1 John.
4:14.
Thank you. Good job. Okay. This verse is really, really full. And you know, I kind of like the reference. 1 John 4:44. Because in a way, this verse just kind of goes and goes and goes. It's just so special. And I can only share with you just a couple little things out of it. So I want to talk about just a couple little things out of the verse. And I'm going to use something to illustrate it. And I want to talk, first of all, about gifts. And the Lord Jesus Christ is, in one way, God's biggest gift. The best way that He could show you that He loves you is by sending His Son. God couldn't come up with any better way of showing you that He loves you. How do you show somebody else that you love them? There's lots of ways. We're going to pick just one. But what's a way that you show somebody else you love them? Go ahead, Abigail. Yeah, give them food, give them a hug. How about one more thing? One more way. Go ahead. You can just call it out. What's one way? We'll start with you. We'll do a couple of them. Let them into your house. That's a great way. How about one more?
Write them a letter.
There's a lot of ways. And God has done all of these things. He wants us in His house. He's written us a huge and wonderful letter. And He's given us something. And I'm going to illustrate the giving us part. And I have something here. I found it impossible to come up with something that worked for everybody. So after going through a whole bunch of them, you're still going to have to ask your mom. I'll give you one of these when we're done. But what's this? I really like these. So if you don't, I'm sorry. And sometimes I guess these get popped and then you've got a little brother or sister. So you're going to have to ask your mom if it's okay to have one of these. Well, what is this? This is a balloon. Of course, it's a balloon. And you can do all kinds of wonderful things with a balloon. That's why I like it. I'm having a hard time tying it. Maybe I'll just hand this to somebody else next time. How many of you like playing with balloons? You don't have to. It's okay. All right. I like playing with balloons. I like to play volleyball with balloons. I like to rub them on my hair and stick them to the ceiling. It's not an expensive gift, but it's kind of a fun gift. I won't plan on popping it. That's okay. But there's all kinds of wonderful things you can do with the balloon. And I want to illustrate something about gifts. This is a fun gift to get, right? Not very expensive. It'll pop and you won't cry, probably. But I want to illustrate something. There's different sizes of gifts, right? So I'm going to illustrate, we're going to pretend. I know these are different colors, and you might like small better than big or something like that. We're going to pretend that bigger is better with balloons. So if I can get this tightened down, we'll make this one bigger. This is a bigger kind of balloon, and bigger is better. We'll pretend that for this kind of gift. So we'll pretend this is a better kind of gift, and hopefully I won't break it there for you, Abigail. I'll try not to. There we go. All right. Now, how many of you would like a little gift or a bigger gift? How many of you want the bigger gift? Oh, wow. Just about all of you want the bigger gift. Okay. I have lots of them, and I think I have the amount of time, so I'm going to give you both. I'll give you the big and the little. And you can trade colors later. I know you might like that. But I'll give you both gifts, and I'll explain why in just a minute. You get both gifts, and you're going to get a chance to do something with them later. So you get both. There you go. I don't know what colors are going to come out, so you can trade later if you prefer a different color. But you get one big and one small. One's the big gift. One's a little gift. And let's see. There you go. If I run out, I have more. I think I have enough for all of you in my pocket already. There you go. All right. A big and a little gift. Now, while we're doing this, I want you to think about the biggest gift you have ever received. The biggest gift you've ever received. I can't get all of your answers, but I would like to hear a couple of them. And then I'm going to tell you, I had to think and think and think about it. I thought of some nice gifts I've received, but I finally thought of, other than the Lord Jesus, because that's the biggest gift of all. That's what we're talking about, and the salvation He gives, and I'm talking about something you've been given in your lifetime. Okay? Now, what's the biggest gift you've ever received? That you can remember, the Lord Jesus is the biggest gift. That's what we're talking about and illustrating. But I'm just wondering, something maybe your mom or dad or friend gave to you. Okay, we'll just take a couple examples. Okay, we'll start with you.
A hug.
A hug. That's a wonderful one.
Dirt bike.
A dirt bike. That would be...
Playhouse.
Wow. Okay, maybe one or two more. All right.
My dad.
Yeah, that's a wonderful gift. Maybe one more? Okay.
A house.
A house. Wow. That's pretty nice. Okay. I thought about it, and I thought about a gift somebody gave me that I still have at home, and it's gotten kind of dirty, but it was very special to them. They gave me, and this is going to be not the biggest one, but it's one of the ones I thought of. They gave me a pair of boots, and now they're all dirty. And the shoelaces, I've already had to replace the shoelaces on them, but those are nice boots. They're a good, solid, strong pair of boots, and I'm still wearing them. They're all scuffed up. Why do you think that gift was special? You have any idea? I like the boots. But what made it special? Yeah. Because they gave it to me. You know, I knew that it was something special for them, and they gave it to me because they loved me. And when I looked at those boots, I thought, those are nice, and I'm going to wear them. But what was more special was it was theirs, and it was special to them, and it was the best thing they could think of to give me. But there was something even better. There was something even better, and I'm going to let you guess. This one happened in long before any of you were born, in 1989. Wow. That's like ancient history, isn't it? That happened in 1989. I got the best gift that I could think of this kind, apart from what we're going to see again in God's Word. Who can guess what that might be? Way back in 1989. Can you guess, Abigail? The the Lord. You know, thankfully, I got to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior, and I think it was 1974. So even farther back than that. And that is the best gift. That is the best one. But I'm talking about gifts we get in this life. And one more guess? All right. Go ahead, Dad. Yeah, my wife said that she wanted to spend her whole life with me. That sounds pretty good, right? This balloon, even if you don't pop it, I filled one up last night just to make sure I could use this thing, and this morning it was about half this size because it leaks a little bit of air. And it just won't last. Even if you don't pop it, it won't last that long. It only lasts a little while. But the gift that God gives is a gift. The Lord Jesus, the Father, sent the Son. How long do you think the Father and the Son were enjoying each other? For like 100 years? Longer. I'll come to you in just a minute, Abigail. How about a couple other ideas? You can just call it out. You don't have to raise your hand. Forever. That's right. Is that what you're going to say, Abigail? Yeah, forever. Oh, that is... I don't know what forever is. And I don't think there's anybody else in this room that knows what forever is. I've tried and tried and tried to think about how to describe forever, and it's just forever. And then we forget about it. But you know what? The Lord Jesus, God the Father, and God the Son forever enjoyed each other. Everything was absolutely perfect. And when God wanted to show you that He loved you, He sent His only Son. So, you have in your hands two balloons, two of them. And you're welcome to use this later to blow them up if your parents let you. But you've got two of them. Now, how many of you are ready to give the better one to somebody else? Wow, that's good. You know, this verse, when you find it and you read the verses around it in the Bible, it's all about loving one another. And God is then saying to you, I want to show you how I love you. Because that's the kind of love you have for one another. Did I give you my best balloon? You're right, I didn't. I saved that one. Because I didn't have enough of them. Now that's the problem for me. You know, I would like to give you my big balloon, but I don't have enough to give all of you. I didn't find these until after I found all the other ones. But if I can get this one to seal well enough, I'll pump it up and you can see. This was my best balloon. And it's just so big that I can't even blow it up properly here. It's about, I think, twice as big as your bigger balloon. And you'll have to take my word for it because I'm not going to puff on it here. I had a great big one and I have two more actually. See how big it is? That was my best balloon. Why didn't I give it to you? Go ahead. Yeah, I didn't have enough for you. I didn't have enough so that all of you could have one. So I saved it, and one of you can have it. I'm not sure who. We'll see. But... what I want you to know is the Father sent the Son to be, what's the rest of that verse? Go ahead. The Savior of the world. Is there enough of the Lord Jesus for all of you? Absolutely. There's enough of the Lord Jesus for everybody in this room. There's enough of the Lord Jesus for anyone who wants to trust Him as their Savior. The Father sent His best for everybody. And then He gives us a life like His that says, I want to give the best of what I have to my brothers. And it says earlier, I'll read you the verse. And then maybe... okay. I'm going to... maybe this is a way to that you could earn. I can't give, but maybe you could earn... the biggest balloon. I'm going to start the verse, and anyone who can finish it, that'll be one way I could give away my biggest balloon. Okay. It says, right here, just a couple verses before, it says, Beloved, If God so loved us, we ought... Who can finish that one for me? Those are pretty close. I saw a hand down here. We'll see if we can get it exactly right. There we go. To love one another. We ought also to love one another. So you can have my biggest one. Sadly, I don't have enough. I'm not enough to give everybody the best. But God gave the best for you. Let's sing one more song, and then we'll pray. Okay, someone who didn't get a chance earlier. Oh dear, we've got two. Maybe it'll be the same one. Rosemary, do you know what song? Okay. Yep, that's big. And you had a song you wanted to give out? 47. We'll finish with number 47. We'll sing the first and last on that too.
Amen.